Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Questions from the Audio Road. I'm your host, Kevin Rutherford, and I'll be taking your calls and answering your questions for the next hour or so. Lisa is here with us, screening calls and keeping things light and fun. If you want to join in, simply press 1 on your phone, and Lisa will be right with you. This is the show that puts the money where it belongs, back in your pocket. Sit back, relax, and listen, or jump in and ask your question. You can even bring us your opinion. It's up to you. This is your show. You can ask questions about fuel mileage, tires, engine, EGR, aerodynamics, truck specking, maintenance, taxes, financial planning, getting started as an owner-operator, or anything else about the business of trucking. Here we go. Let's head on down the audio road.
Hi, this is Lisa. Remember to talk to Kevin, press 1 so I can pick up the phone and screen your call. You know you'd rather talk to me anyway. Or just sit back, relax, and listen to the show. And at any time you have a question, just hit 1 and I'll pick up the phone.
Welcome to Questions from the Audio Road. I'm your host, Kevin Rutherford. Lisa's here screening calls. If you're listening to us online, you might want to jump in on the live call here pretty quick. The lines are filling up. The number to join us, 347-884-8327. I'm going to start off the show tonight with a roundup of what's going on in the industry, rates, volume, that kind of stuff. And then right after that, Rick Catron from FAST will be joining me. He's the technical manager. We're going to be talking about the FAST, the Fuel Air Separation System. If you've got any questions, comments, whatever it might be, let's get those lined up here pretty quick. The way to do that is press 1 on your phone, and Lisa will screen your call, and we're going to get to those here in just a little bit. So again, if you want to join us, the lines are filling up, but there's still some room. Dial 347-884-8327. After I do the rates, we'll be talking about the FAST. So line up your questions and comments for that right now by pressing 1. Let's see what's going on. Pretty much what we expected for the holiday week. If we look first at the Transforecast letter, the market demand index was down 4%, which actually looks kind of quiet for a holiday week, but load availability was down 37% and truck availability was down 33%. Because they're both down so much, the index itself is only down 4%, but that was a pretty quiet week, and I would expect that we're not going to see much of anything happen between now and the end of the year. Now, a couple exceptions to that, but not much. As far as rates go, they were pretty flat. Overall rates were the same at $1.88. Van rates the same at $1.71. Flatbed rates were down 1% to $1.67. Reefer rates flat at $1.92, and specialized rates stayed the same at $2.23. Fuel prices hanging out at about $3.19 a gallon. And again, I would expect most of this to stay just about this way through the end of the year. Let's take a look at what's going on over at Transcor. Spot market load index down 19%. Spot market truck index down 23%. So pretty much the same thing over there. Dry van load to truck ratio improved a little bit, 12%. Flatbed load-to-truck ratio up 4.6%. Reefer took the hardest hit. The load-to-truck ratio was down 2.4%. Let's see. Reefer rates in October were down below $1.50 for the first time since May. That's excluding the fuel surcharge. That's just the freight rate itself for reefer looks like that is finally starting to level off a little bit. Not a whole lot else going on there as far as rates and volume. And again, I would expect it just to stay that way probably through the middle of January, and then we'll just have to wait and see what happens. Hopefully we'll start to see an upturn towards the end of January. If you're listening to us online, couple phone lines left. You might want to jump in and dial that number, 347-884-8327. We'll get you on the call. Once you're on that call, press 1. If you've got a question or a comment, and Lisa will pick up the phone and screen your call, and we're going to get to those here in just a minute. But before we do, joining me tonight is Rick Catron from FAST. He's the technical manager over there. So, Rick, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Kevin. Glad to be here.
Well, glad to have you back. We had you on the live show, but things happen so fast on there, and we have to take breaks, and we just didn't get to a lot of the questions, and we didn't get to go into a lot of detail. So we've got you back for the podcast. We've got an hour now, no breaks, so we can get down to the nitty-gritty. Why don't you give us a quick rundown of what the FAST is and what it does?
Okay, FAST, F-A-S-S, actually stands for Fuel Air Separation System. And what it is a fuel pump with two filters, and we remove the air from the diesel fuel before it gets to your engine. Now, you ask me, okay, if I'm sucking off the bottom of the tank, how do I get air in my fuel? Well, part of the problem is 10% of all fuel, according to Caterpillar, is air. Now, that changes depending on the temperature, depending on the quantity, then depending on the travel, the path that it does travel. So another factor is anytime that you suck a liquid, you entrain air into it. It's just the way that the procedure works. It's like when you're drinking through a straw. You suck air along with whatever it is that's in the cup that you're drinking out of. And then you ask me, okay, what does that do to my engine? What effect does that have on my engine? Well, the effect it has on your engine, it affects the timing. It affects the way the injectors fire. It causes premature wear of the components in the engine because air does damage, and we'll get into that a little bit later. And so whenever you lose horsepower and torque and lose performance, of course, you're going to lose mile per gallon. Now, we do not advertise mile per gallon. That's not what we're all about. That's not what we sell. That's not what we do. What we do is we get your engine to perform closer to the way it's designed to perform, and once we achieve that, the mile per gallon will come. Now, a diesel injection system is just like a hydraulic system. Any hydraulic system, any system that has liquid in it under pressure that's sealed, like a hydraulic system, is, of course, a hydraulic system, like the brakes on your car. Everyone knows that when you have a brakes on your car and you get air in them, it greatly affects the way they perform. It affects the way the pedal feels. It affects the way the calipers and the pistons work at the wheels. It's no difference in an injection system on your diesel. The injector tip doesn't open and fire properly. It doesn't open to its maximum specification. The amount of metered fuel that's in it is not equal along all the way across the cylinders, causing loss of horsepower and torque. Now, what we do, every system, every Class 8 tractor has a suction pump and a suction side filter. And if you have a suction side filter along with a suction pump, you have both evils there, because the harder you have to suck a liquid, the more air you get into it. So when your filter starts getting dirty, of course, the pump has to work harder. It has to pump and suck harder, and so you're getting more air. Now, everyone out there that's ever changed their own fuel filter on their truck knows that when you pull the fuel filter off, it's never all the way full of fuel. It's down about an inch, 2 inches sometimes. And you say, Don't know why that's that way, but I guess it's just the nature of the beast. Well, it is the nature of the beast unless you get a fast system. Now, when you fill up your fuel filter, I'm sure we've all noticed it. I know I have. I know you probably have, Kevin. When you fill up the fuel filter, you put it back on the truck, the engine seems to run better. It seems to run quieter. It seems to be more responsive for the first hour to an hour and a half. And then it starts running the same way it was before. Well, that's because you took the air out by filling up the filter when you put it back on the truck, and then it gets air built back into it again after it's run about an hour to an hour and a half. Now, if you stop the truck, and none of us is going to do this, but if you stop the truck, pull the filter off, refill it, put it back on, then you'd be running at its peak performance again. Fast is going to give you that warm and fuzzy feeling all the time going down the road. And how we do it is we suck the fuel out of the tank. Yes, I just told you that was bad, and it is bad, but then we change things. We suck it through a water separator filter. We suck it up into the G-rotor gear pump that I have on my system. Then we pressurize it. That's where everything changes. That it's pressurized. It's forced into a 10-micron fuel filter. And we all know air rises because we saw that when we pull the filter off, that the air is at the top. So when we pull then we force the fuel into the fuel filter. The excess fuel is being forced up to the top of the filter along with the air. And what we did, we created a void up there at the top. So the excess fuel and the air goes into the return circuit and returns back to your tank. None of it goes forward. Then we take the good, clean, airless fuel from the bottom of the filter and we push it up to the motor, up to the engine. Pure, clean, airless fuel.
So let me just jump in here real quick. So
okay.
That's the point at the unit itself that we're changing from suction.
Yes.
Okay, so we are using suction to get it there, but from that point on, we're using pressure to get it to the rail.
Right. We change it once it goes into the pump. It's a suction side pump, and then until the fuel reaches the pump, and then it becomes a positive force, and we pressurize it from that point forward.
Got it. Can I don't know if I've told this story before on the air. I swore at one point that I would never tell the story, but I think I shared it one time, and it has to do with the fast. So do you mind if I jump in and tell it again?
Oh, please do.
It's almost embarrassing, but it's a good testimony. We all know how hard it is to start a diesel after it's run out of fuel, completely run out, when the system is just dry. When we built our signature truck, this was a huge deal for us. It was in the makings for, you know, a year in concept and idea. And then we built it. We took it to the truck show. And this was, you know, the truck that we were saying there was a chance we would get 9 miles to the gallon from this truck. It had every piece of technology that we knew about at the time for getting the very best fuel economy and lowering the maintenance cost as well. So we take it to the truck show, and we're proud of it. We had a great show, and Lisa and I decided to drive the truck from Louisville out to Denver. And with this truck, we built it. We finished building it the night before the show in Louisville and had to drive it up there. So it was brand new. Hadn't really been on the road yet. And we decided to take the long way. We were going to go down through New Mexico. Well, after the show, and you know how crazy truck shows could be, and we were tired, we jumped in the truck, and we're all excited about driving it. And I really want to get a feel for everything that's on the truck. And where we had to park it that night, we were sitting on a real slope. So when I got in the truck, the fuel gauges were reading like some crazy 3/4 when I knew we didn't have that much fuel. But I figured it'll straighten itself out as we're going down the road. Well, I forgot all about fuel for a while. We were talking, and Bruce Mallinson called me on the phone. He wanted to know how it was running because he built the engine. And I happened to look down, and we were below empty on the gauge. And I thought, wow, I better stop and get fuel. we also wanted to weigh this truck because we had no idea what it weighed. So I was coming up on a small fuel stop, and dummy me, I said, you know what? There's a Flying J at the next exit. I know I can make it there, and then we can weigh it and get fuel all at once. So no sooner did I pass the exit that I should have gotten off that it started sputtering a bit. And I thought, wow, that is not good. It was about a mile or two to the next exit. As I was getting off the ramp, it started to die. And I was literally rocking the truck back and forth trying to get enough fuel in the lines. And as I was coming up to the top of the ramp, it just stalled completely. And I made the right, didn't even slow down at all. I had a left turn at a traffic signal to make, and then probably another 300 yards to the fuel island. I could see it. I went right through a red light to make the left. Luckily, no traffic was coming. I'm totally shut off now. No power steering, no nothing. And I'm standing just about in the seat to turn this thing at about 30 miles an hour with no power steering to get around the corner. And we actually made it to the pump. I couldn't believe it. We coasted up like we were in stealth mode. You know, everybody kind of turned around to look when we hit the air brakes because nobody heard us pull in. And all I could think of was, I hope nobody recognizes me because, you know, this is going to be embarrassing. And I'm wondering how I'm going to get it started again because I know I've run it completely out of fuel. So I get out and I'm pumping fuel into it, trying to keep a low profile. And all of a sudden I hear, hey, are you Kevin Rutherford? Is that the signature truck? I thought, oh, no. So sure enough, some guy comes over and he wants to see the truck, and I finish pumping it, and I'm hoping he doesn't want me to start it because I have no idea if it's going to start. How embarrassing is that going to be if the signature truck's sitting at the fuel island and it won't start?
Absolutely.
And I want him to leave and before somebody else comes over, and then I'm thinking, all right, if I have to pull the filters off, you know, I'm trying to think what I've got with me. Then I... And this was my first experience with the truck that had the Fast system on it. And I remember Bruce telling me it should pump fuel when the key comes on. So I got up and hit the key, and I waited about a minute, and that thing fired right up. I was shocked.
That's one great advantage of the Fast system, is if we do make a mistake like that, it will prime it for you.
Not that I recommend running out of fuel just because you can, but it did work. And
right.
I was shocked. I was sweating bullets, wondering how I was going to get it running again without embarrassing myself.
Yes. Now, not to get us too far off the subject here, but had that been me at the gas pump and the gentleman wanted to know if this was Kevin Rutherford, I said, no, my name is Bruce Mallinson. That's what I was having.
That's a good idea. I was not thinking clearly at the time. That might have worked.
I would have threw Bruce in there. But you're exactly right, Kevin. If you do happen to run out of fuel, and I think we've all done it, it will, because when you turn the key on, you have it wired up to the hot terminal on the ignition, and it will start to pump fuel. And that is another great advantage to the Fast system. One of many advantages to the Fast system, but that does work very, very well. Now, While we're talking about damage to the injectors, whenever you have an injector tip that has a bubble of air on the bottom of the plunger, I know this is hard to imagine, but it actually is a known fact. When the injector tip is closing, it's slamming back closed, and I don't know the proper pressure, but somewhere 25 to 30,000 pounds per square inch. The fuel acts as a cushion. Ever as minute as it may be, it does act as a cushion, so you do not have two super hot pieces of metal slamming together under extreme pressure, causing premature wear to the injector, causing damage, causing pitting. Also, if you have a bubble of air that's metered into the injector, and it fires out instead of fuel. It's like hitting the button on your acetylene torch when you're cutting and you're trying to blow away the slag. It's the same principle. It'll cause premature grooving, premature wear in the injector tip, causing failure. Now, we know that the injector tips fail. Am I going to correct that? Am I going to stop injector tip failure? Absolutely not. But I am going to help it. I am going to prolong it and make those injectors last longer. That's just another one of the many benefits from the FAST system.
Well, you know, that was something I learned from talking to Brad, and I was shocked because we talk about cavitation in the engine all the time when we talk about cooling system maintenance and keeping the cooling system in good shape and additives and those kind of things. And cavitation in the engine sounds, and the way Brad explained it to me, this is really cavitation inside the injector. And those air bubbles, when we're talking about cavitation in the engine, they're strong enough to literally erode away the block. They're literally cutting away at the block, and we wipe out engine blocks with cavitation. And the way it was explained is that exploding air bubble under pressure like that is doing the exact same thing in the injector.
Absolutely. It's a very, very strong force. That air is a tremendous force in the engine and in the injectors. That's why we remove it. We take it out. We get rid of it. We send it back to the fuel tank, and you don't have to worry about it. You're not causing that damage. You're not causing the loss of horsepower and torque. Now, the engine manufacturers, they know that this goes on. They know that whenever you entrain air into fuel, you lose horsepower and torque. Well, why don't they do something about it? Well, when they build an engine, it must be a complete engine ready to bolt into a chassis. Now, a lot of these rules have changed, but it used to be, you know, you could buy a Freightliner and you could get any engine in it you wanted. Now, I know with the division of the organizations and all that, that's all changed. But so when you bought, say you bought a 12.7 Detroit and you put in a FLD 120, it had to be ready to go. They bolted it in and you go down the road. When they test the engine, when Detroit tests the engine and test sell to factory, they put it on their dyno, and they actually use gravity to feed the fuel. They have the fuel in the rafters. They have it way up high so that the suction side pump does not have to suck the fuel, because if they're going to certify that engine at 475 horsepower and 1,650 pounds of torque, it can't be 474 horsepower. It has to be 475, or they can't certify it. They can't put their sticker on it. And they know they lose horsepower and torque by sucking and entraining air into the fuel, so they gravity feed it from the rafters. The same thing we're doing. Now, we can't put the fuel tank on the roof of the truck. That makes no sense. So what we do is we send pressurized fuel, just like you're gravity feeding it, to the engine. And they go one step further. They actually send the return heated aerated fuel out of the engine back to a different tank. Now, there again, we can't do that because that'd make no sense. So we just keep polishing the fuel. We polish the fuel by filtering it and removing the air in it every time it comes through my pump. Now, the standard pump on most engines would be 150 gallon per hour pump. So if you have a 300 gallon tank, once every 2 hours, every ounce of fuel you had would be polished. And it keeps going. And then, of course, when you get down to 150 gallons of fuel, it's polished once an hour. So it's a polishing effect. You're gaining way more than just the air separation. You're gaining the filtration of the dirt, the removal of the dirt particles that causes damage. You're separating the water, which causes damage. And you're separating the air. So it's a threefold effect that you're getting with the FAST system.
You know, you touched on something there, and I want to elaborate a little bit because I've talked about this many times. You know, you started to touch on the OEMs, and one of the things that we absolutely know, and I've had this debate because there have been several times on some of the other shows on the channel where a representative from the OEM will come on, and they've actually tried to make the claim that if some of these things worked, they were talking not about the fast, but some of the other things, the bypass systems, and that if these things worked, the OEM would put them on the truck. And when I heard it, I almost fell out of my chair. And, you know, I challenged them to come on and debate me about this because they basically, in one sentence, tried to nullify the aftermarket market completely. And what we've proven time and time again is that every single piece on that OEM truck when it rolls off the line is a compromise. There isn't one system on that truck that is the absolute best it can be. In fact, it's the opposite. Everything on that truck is compromised, and if we look at any part on that truck, we could make it better. And I understand why. I mean, you can't build a truck that's going to cost $250,000. Nobody would be able to afford to buy it. But then don't try to claim that you built the best truck you can possibly build, because nothing could be farther from the truth. There are lots of things we can do to improve the performance, the ride, the comfort, the safety, the durability, the maintenance cost, on and on and on. And that's really what we do. That's kind of my whole mission, is how do we build a better truck? And it's not to criticize the OEM. I understand why they build their truck the way they do. Our goal is to make it better, and it just makes me crazy when somebody says, oh, if that worked, the OEM would do it. No, they wouldn't. The accountants won't allow them to.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% on that, Kevin. Every component on that vehicle is compromised. You're exactly right. And I would love to debate that gentleman, too, that wanted to make that statement, because it's like you said, we have proved time and time and time again that we can improve the running and the performance of the vehicle.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And we have a very good proven track record that we do that also. I mean, we stand behind our quality. We use tremendous quality. We use tremendous pride in what we do. And it's unheard of in the manufacturing market. But, you know, I'm going to jump ahead a little bit here right now. We will give you, on a fast system, on a Class 8 tractor, a 4-year unlimited mileage warranty. Now,
wow.
If I wasn't extremely proud and extremely excited about my product, I certainly would not do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because no one else in the industry does that.
Hey, you know, I know we've got some other things that we can talk about, and we will, but what do you say we jump in and take some calls and see what we've got for questions?
That'd be terrific.
All right, let's do that. If you are listening and you've got a question or a comment, go ahead and press 1 now, and Lisa will screen your call, and we'll get to those here, and we'll continue on. Let's go to Illinois to start off with the callers. Chad, welcome to the program.
Good evening, gentlemen. Kevin, your story turned out better than mine. I was 20 foot from the fuel pump with my wife laughing and everybody around me laughing, calling me a rookie.
Ben, I'll tell you what, I had those visions as soon as it started to sputter. I had that exact vision that I was going to be 20 feet away from the pump, and there was no way I was going to touch the brake. That first quarter, I thought I was going to be up on, well, for me, it would have been 3 wheels because of the super singles, but we were taking the corners kind of fast. I didn't want to lose any momentum.
I hear you. Yeah, I had to go up a hill to get to mine. I come 20 foot short, and I wound up having to buy a can and tote fuel. and of course, everybody thought it was funny but me.
Yeah, exactly.
On the fast system, I had a couple questions. I guess start with, and I'm sure the biggest question everybody wants to know is the cost of it.
Well, it doesn't really cost it. It pays for itself over and over and over again. That's how I like to look at that. Now, of course, it's not free to start with, but it'll be very beneficial to you after you've had it. Okay,
right.
We'll say a normal 150-gallon-per-hour pump, like I said, is the normal on the Class 8 tractor. That's the average pump. That's if you're not over 600 horsepower or 700 or 800 horsepower. If you do what we call an HD 150G, with a lifetime or a 4-year warranty. I'm sorry, we do a lifetime on the light duty, but a 4-year warranty on the Class 8 tractor sells for $619.
That's not bad as I thought it'd be.
No, if you drive 150,000 miles a year, it will pay for itself about 5 times in the first year if you gain 3 or 4 tenths.
Yeah, so I believe it on I think it was on YouTube, a video of it, and that with the clear hose and all that just pretty much, you know,
yes,
shows there what it does. I've got a 550 cat, and it's rated up to 6 1/4, but set at 550. It's got the, you know, the fuel filter, then the fuel water separator. Do those come off, or does this go in line with those, or how is that?
You can do it. You can do it either way, Chad.
Okay.
What we recommend is removing the primary filter.
Okay.
And then running it, you will need the secondary filter because that's on the pressure side. But removing the primary filter, and then you're going to add a 144 micron water separator and a 10 micron fuel filter.
Okay. And what kind of mileage? Now, I've got this 550, it's in a 379 Pete, and this thing does everything but pass a, you know, truck stop. Just any kind of fuel mileage gains I can get, you know, I'm looking for.
There again, we do not guarantee fuel mileage. We do guarantee a performance difference. We do guarantee you will notice a difference. As far as the guarantee on the fuel mileage, we guarantee zero. But with that said, the feedback from the customers that we have, and we have many, many, many customers, and if you drive your truck the exact same way tomorrow with my pump on it as you do today without it, you will see 0.3 to 0.4 difference.
That's not bad at all. Are they something, you know, I could install? I'm fairly handy with tools. I don't get into the head or nothing, but
absolutely.
Is there something you would have to have a shop install?
No, you do not have to have a shop install it. We do have lots of dealers out there that do install them, but it's something that you can do yourself. It comes with everything you need except the return lines. Now, the return lines, you must make a return line from my pump back to your tank. Now, if you're using two tanks, you must tee it off with an equal length hose and back to each tank, because we all know what happens if you suck out of two tanks and return to one. One's going to overflow. And then you guys will be broke down to gas pumps again. But with that said, it's very, very easy to install. It will come with everything you need except the return lines, which are very easy made up. I do have return line kits available. It will come with the wiring harness, the brackets, the bolts, the fittings, the instructions, the 4-year warranty, and the best thing, and I usually save this for a different gender, but it will come with my phone number.
Yeah, that is the best part, though, I'll tell you, because no matter how good instructions are, you always run into that question or two, especially if you're doing it yourself and you're doing it for the first time. You know, everything looks right, and you want to just double-check, so it's nice to have a number to call.
Absolutely.
Let's talk to Hugh in Miami this time. Hugh, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Kevin. Good evening.
Good evening. What's on your mind tonight?
The FAST system. I also have a tax question, but let's go to the FAST system first. I was told by somebody that I found usually reliable that a problem I've been experiencing would be healed by the FAST system. What you've been describing on tonight's show is very tends me to make me believe that he was right about this. What happens to my truck, and Kevin, I've heard some callers describe this before with their trucks, and nobody seemed to be able to come up with an answer for it. But it acts like it's some sort of a dual mode or something going on in my engine, because it'll run real nice. And, well, actually, I'll be climbing the hill or something, and it's a little rough and a little noisy. And it's just like somebody flips a switch, and suddenly it's smooth and quiet and pulling good. And then later on, it'll, like flipping the switch back, it goes back to a little bit of roughness, a little bit of noise, and less power. Can air building up in the system kind of switch off and on like that?
It can in the filter. I mean, it reaches an equilibrium point in the filter to where it gets so much in it that it must go somewhere. There is that possibility. Now, if there's a mechanical issue or something like that going on with your engine, the FAS is a very good system, but it will not cure mechanical problems. But something like that, I believe, my opinion, is it does sound like it could be air-related.
Now, I have a Davco filter system. It's always got air in it. I mean, you can see the air. It's got some glass bowl, and it's, you know, got more air than fuel in it.
Exactly. Now, the good thing about the FAS system, I know you probably got that Davco mounted up in front of the right front steer tire.
Not in front, but next to, yeah.
Yeah, oh, that's right. You said Peterbilt, didn't you?
No, the Freightliner Columbia.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'm all confused. The FAS system will bolt and plumb exactly where that Davco is.
Mm-hmm.
With that system, you do take that off. Another great advantage to the FAS system is it has ports on it, just like your Davco, where you can run your heater hoses through it to heat it. It already has the ports there. You just screw the fittings in it and put the heater hoses that are plumbed into your Davco now right into my FAS system. Also, another thing that's available on the FAS is it does have a machining port where we unscrew a half-inch brass plug, and you can screw an electronic heater right in there that's thermostatic controlled. It draws 7 amps, and it wires right into the wiring harness, and it's only on when you need it to be on. So if you have a Davco now, that makes it 100% easier for you because you already have the hoses and the fittings there.
Cool. Tax question, Kevin. My tax is going to go up January 1st.
Of course. Everybody's taxes are going up. I don't care what they tell anybody. Everybody's taxes are going up.
Now, even people who currently don't pay taxes, I'm thinking, because before the Bush tax cuts, didn't the Bush tax cuts actually remove some people from the tax rolls altogether?
Yes, absolutely.
So they'll be put back on the tax rolls come January 1st?
Yeah, the Bush tax cuts lowered every single bracket we had. And
right.
When you lower the brackets, you change the threshold for the earned income credit as well.
So all these poor people that we're supposed to be so concerned about are fixing to have to start paying taxes again, which I think is a good thing. You know, but on the other hand, it's kind of hypocritical at the same time.
Absolutely it is. And I'll tell you the other thing I noticed, tax-related, I don't want to get too far off, but it looks like and I haven't got the details on this, but it looks like the whole 1099 requirement is, I know there was some talk about getting that out of the Obamacare mess, but it looks like it's still in there and nothing's going on with that. So we can all plan on getting ready for, you know, issuing mountains of 1099s to everybody.
My goodness. Now, right back to the FAS system. Is this something that Truck City keeps in stock and can install?
I'm sorry, I missed the name.
That's all right. I beat you to the punch. I answered this question already.
Okay,
I didn't hear the answer. I was heard both of you talking at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely it is. Give us a call and schedule it and come by and see us. We're here again, you know.
Oh, great. I try to stay south of I-40 when it gets cold, but I might be able to slide by there.
Thank you. We're getting ready to head south, not soon enough. We have to head north for Christmas, but I'll tell you what, once the holidays are over, we're heading south, far south. It was snowing in Louisville this morning when we got up. Let's go to Nebraska. Steve, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Say, I got a couple questions about that FAS system. What is the warranty on the unit itself?
4 years, unlimited mileage on a Class 8 tractor.
Okay, what micron rating are them filters?
The fuel filter is 10 micron. The water separator is 144.
144. Okay. And how long do the filters last? That's filtering all that fuel all the time. Don't you have to change the filters pretty regular?
30 to 40,000 miles on the average use. Now, if you get a bad load of fuel, a load of bad fuel, yes, that will change. But on the average condition, 30 to 40,000 miles. Because once you filter the fuel once, it's clean. You know, you're not getting much the second, third, and fourth time through. It's not like
all
you're
right.
filtering a steady flow of unconditioned fuel.
Now, so I heard the earlier caller, you were saying that you don't claim any fuel mileage increase, but basically you said maybe 3 to 4 tenths if you're driving the same exact today to tomorrow?
Yes, sir, because we know that there's too many variances there, Steve. There's too many ways to change it. And what we find and what you will find is the engine will be more responsive, it will pull better, and you will be working it harder than you used to, not knowing. So whenever I say drive the same way today as you do tomorrow, that's real hard to do. But across the board...
I was thinking if you had it on the dyno, if you had your truck on the dyno and dynoed it, and then you put the fuel, the fast system on right there and then turned it on and turned on the dyno, would you see the increase right then and there?
Yes.
And what would I be looking at?
You'd be looking at about 27 horsepower increase, average.
20? All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Now,
all right,
real quick, Kevin, I need to reiterate here to all of our listeners that in order to get the 4-year warranty, the first paper you see when you open the box will be the warranty paper. What I need you to do is to fill that out, and I forget what a postage stamp is nowadays. It changes so much. I think it's 44 cents. Fill that out along with a copy of your sales receipt from an authorized fast dealer, through either an authorized fast dealer or a fast VIP dealer, and mail that to me, and then you will get the 4-year warranty.
Got it.
We support our dealer network tremendously, and that's why we insist that you do buy it from a registered fast dealer.
That makes sense.
And because to be represented and you to be treated fairly. That's how we want all of our dealers to treat our customers. That's how we want to be represented. And if we have somebody selling it out of the trunk of his car that's not a fast dealer, if in fact you do have an issue with it, you try to get hold of him, guess what? He's no longer around.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, just so you know, I have no idea what a stamp costs anymore these days, but... something, you know, that the post office last year lost $8.5 billion. Can you believe that? That's just my political rant for the night. $8.5 billion they lost.
Isn't
crazy.
That something? I wouldn't be able to keep my lights on if I lost that kind of money.
Let's go to Washington. Harold, welcome to the program.
Hello, Kevin. Hey, I got a question about that fast. Can that be used on any engine, or does it have to be a certain engine without the high rail pressure?
Oh, no, it can be used on any diesel engine.
All right. And you said that the initial upfront cost is how much again? 600 and something?
Yes, on it for a 150 gallon per hour. For a Class 8 tractor, yes, sir.
Hey, you know, that would be a good time because we're running out of time. We're still okay. We've got about 15 minutes left here. But you've got people standing by on the phones to answer questions, don't you?
Yes, we do. Also, all that information is available on my website. Nowadays, everyone wants to talk about websites. www.fass, F-A-S-S, Ride, R-I-D-E, .com. But, yes, we do have technicians available right now, and I'll give you the phone number. It's 636-433-5410. I have a whole room full of technicians to answer your questions.
Give that number out one more time.
It's 636-433-5410.
Got it. Harold, anything else?
Hey, and you got to get it before next year so you don't have to worry about sending my 1099.
Yeah, that's right. If you buy it now, not only will you get the tax deduction for this year, but you won't have to send them a 1099 like you will have to next year.
Yep. I enjoy the show. You take care. You have yourself a blessed holiday season.
All right, you too. Thanks. Go ahead, Rick.
No, I just said thanks, Harold.
Okay, got it. Let's go to Gordon in Illinois. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Kevin.
Hey there.
And Rick.
Hello, Gordon.
I think you've actually answered most of the questions through the other callers that I had. Main one being I have this, it may be DAVCO, I don't know the name on it, but it's, I call it an upside-down fuel water separator. I'm used to seeing the other way years ago. And this one I have is upside down. You can see air in it all the time, and I don't even understand that. But you already said that you do remove that, so that was one question that I had. On your water separator side of your unit, do you have a drain valve that you can drain?
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Right on the very bottom.
Okay. And so you do keep the primary filter? You can get rid of the DAVCO type system?
Yeah. Well, your DAVCO is your primary filter on that one, isn't it?
Actually, I think it does say that, but I also have the standard CAT fuel filter on the side of the engine.
You can remove that also if you choose to. And what happens is we're pressurizing the fuel forward to the mechanical lift pump or the electronic lift pump that's on your engine so that it doesn't have to suck. Well, that filter will be between your lift pump and my fast system. So if I push the fuel through it, but if there's a restriction in that filter, then there's a chance that the fuel pump is going to do some suction and possibly reintroduce air. Now, it's going to be a much, much reduced rate, but there is that possibility. So we don't like any restrictions between our pump and your pump now.
Yeah, I understand. That's good. But that was my main question because I'm limited on room to mount things, but since I can remove that, that'd be perfect.
Okay. While we're talking about filters, the FAST system, we have many, many cross-reference filters. We have Simtex, and we have Wix, and we have Baldwin, and Donaldson, and Fleetguard. We are not, and we have Caterpillar. We are not, you're not locked into my FAST filter. If you're in Alabama somewhere, Nebraska somewhere, all of a sudden you get a bad case of fuel, your fuel filter gets stopped up, it's going to be hard to find me. But you're going to go to a truck stop, and they're going to have these filters. Now, they're not, you know, not every truck stop is going to stop the Baldwin or the Wix or the Fleetguard that fits the FAST system. But you have choices. You have many, many choices. You're not locked in to waiting for a FAST to send you a filter. Now, we'll do it, but we want it to be convenient for you. We don't want you to have to call us to get a filter or one of my dealers to get a filter.
So there's a cross-reference number. Now, is the flow rate, micron size, and everything going to be compatible then?
Yes, sir. Very compatible. Some of them will be a little bit different. On my website, I do have all those specifications. Some of them are going to be a little bit different, but if that's, in worst-case scenario, if that's the only filter you can get, then that will get you back on the road. Also, my pump has a bypass built into it, we're not perfect. We do have a very, very limited amount of failures. If the electric motor on my pump quits running, there's a bypass built right into my system to where it will revert back to running. Your truck will revert back to running just like it does without my fast system, so you can drive it anywhere you want to get it repaired. You're not waiting for a very expensive tow truck, and I don't want to say anything bad about the towing companies. We all need them. But you're not waiting for a tow truck to come and get you and take you home. That's a very important factor to you guys, and that's why we put that in there.
Got it. Now, you know, one of the other questions that I've received over time when I talk about the system, and I just want to clarify this. When we talk about the DAVCO or the Fuel Pro, which we're talking about the same filter system, we're referring to it with different names. DAVCO makes it, they call it their Fuel Pro, and then they have a couple different model numbers on there. But what we're talking about, and several people have mentioned it tonight, it's the inverted filter. The filter sticks up from the housing instead of down. It's the glass bowl. We can see the fuel level. When it gets to the top, we know it's time to change the filter. And you said we could mount it right in place of that. The question that I get a lot is, can the two systems be run together?
Yes, they can be run together. If they are run together, we want to be in front of that filter. We want to be on the upstream side of that filter, because that can cause a restriction. Also, that's a Lexan upside down bowl, you know, bolted down to a cast aluminum or cast plastic housing, sealed together by two O-rings. It's a very, very good place for air to get in. And if the air is on the upstream side of my pump, it's going to go ahead and get into your engine. If it's on
the downstream
side, I'm going to remove that air and prevent it from getting into your engine.
Okay, got it. So if we want to run the two systems together, we would leave our DAVCO where it is, and we would plumb the FAST after that in the fuel flow. So we'd come out of the tanks, we'd go through the DAVCO, out of the DAVCO, into the FAST, and then up into the system.
Absolutely perfect.
Okay.
There would be no need to do that, but if you chose to do that, that's how we would want it done.
I think some people have come to really like the DAVCO for the visual indication of what's going on in the filter.
Absolutely. It's perfect for that.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, the glider kits we built here, the DAVCOs are standard, so when we built the first Signature truck, we took it off. We did exactly what you said. We took where the DAVCO had been mounted, put the FAST right there. But I think I'd like to test it with both in the system just to see how it works.
What you will notice is, well, not so much by putting it downstream. You will still notice the air in there, but it will not be going into your engine like it is today.
Right, right.
But I wanted to touch on that. We do have the electric heater as well as the coolant line adapter, because that's another reason a lot of people like the DAVCO. They can actually heat the fuel there. They can do the same thing with my pump.
Got it. The DAVCO is still going to work the same way, correct? When I put a new filter in, the fuel level in my glass bowl is going to be really low. As the filter in the DAVCO itself starts to clog, fuel level will rise, and I have a visual indication of when to change my filter, right?
Yes, sir. Exactly.
Got it. I think I may try that once, because the only way I've done it is to take the DAVCO off, and I know I get that question a lot. People do want to run them together.
Yeah, we do have a few people that I know of doing that with no issues, as long as they do it, you know, the way we described it, as long as they put my fast pump in front of the DAVCO.
Got it. Very good. All right, so let's recap real quick, because we're running out of time. Price, and is this a suggested retail price, or is the price standard across dealers? How does that work?
The price is standard across dealers. I do have MAP pricing, which is manufacturer's absolute price, the lowest that any dealer is allowed to sell it for. The difference between the MAP price and the retail price is very small. But some dealers do choose to sell it under with MAP pricing, which is perfectly fine. You know, if you get to a dealer and he wants to sell it at MAP pricing, that's fine with me. You still will get your warranty. Now, if you're a little unsure, if you're going to buy a system from a dealer and you're a little unsure if he's a registered dealer, you can go to my website, fastride.com, type in his phone number or the zip code, and if his name does not come up there, then he is not a registered dealer of mine.
Got it.
So be aware of that.
Okay,
if you want to be, you know, and taken good care of, then I do suggest you go to one of my many. I have approximately 800 dealers coast to coast, and we are now in 6 countries.
Wow, that's a lot of dealers.
Lots of dealers.
The if we buy the filters, I know you said there are some, you know, crossovers and numbers we can cross-reference. What are the cost of the filters from FAS?
From FAS?
Or from a FAS dealer?
From a FAS dealer, you can get a water separator and a fuel filter for $21.50 each.
Okay. And we're getting approximately 30,000 miles or so out of those?
Yes, sir. What most of my customers do and most of my clients do is they change the FAS filter every other engine oil change.
Okay.
So, you know, if you break that down to as often as you're selling your filter or changing your filters now, it's a tremendous savings. It's a savings in fuel economy. It's a saving in maintenance. It's a saving in the engine components. Plus, you know, it gets you home faster if you're getting more fuel and better performance.
Yeah. There you go. You know, it works out really well. We have a lot of listeners who run the OPS, the new EcoPure system, which is our bypass oil system with the 10-inch filter. Now we're doing 25,000-mile filter changes, and that wouldn't really be a bad time to do the EcoPure filter change and the FAS filter change. Maybe a tad early, little sooner than we need to, but that might be a good schedule for both of them.
Absolutely. That'd make it very convenient. That would work good.
Yeah, absolutely. Boy, you know, I had another thought. Let's give out the phone number while I'm trying to my ADD kicked in and a shiny object distracted me. Why don't we give out the phone number while I'm trying to think of that last thought?
Okay, my 800 number is 866-769-3747. That's 866-769-3747. My local number is 636-433-5410. 636-433-5410.
Hey, how long are you? I know you've got some people there taking calls. How long are you guys going to be around?
We'll be here another 30 minutes to an hour, as long as we need to be. If you guys call and the questions keep coming, we'll stay here till morning.
And I'll tell you why is when we open up the live show here on Sirius and XM in about 30 minutes, I'm going to let the people know there as well. Obviously, I won't have time to go into a lot of detail, but I'll let them know if they have questions. We've talked about it. They can call you guys, and you should still be there in about 30 minutes or so.
Absolutely. And if they can't get through, just leave a message. The voicemail will kick in, and we will return your call.
Okay, one more question. We're almost out of time. And I know this would vary, but a normal average installation time from a shop that's maybe done a few of these.
I hate to really get into that, Kevin, because it changes so much depending on the application.
Got it. Okay.
But it depends on the location of the tanks, the location of the filters, where you're mounting the FAS system. But, you know, it varies so much. But give one of our dealers a call, and, you know, they'll be happy to, you know, Bruce, up there at Pittsburgh Power, you know, they're one of our great dealers. They'll be very happy to give you approximate time. Also, we do have a Facebook page. I know we're getting into the modern age of computers and Facebooks and websites. But go to our Facebook page. There's a lot of valuable information there.
Excellent. Will do. Well, we are all out of time, Rick. I want to thank you for joining me again, and we will we'll have you guys back again soon.
I hope so. We do appreciate it, Kevin. We appreciate all the effort that you and Lisa put forth. And I do look forward in doing it some more.
Fantastic. We'll talk to you soon. We'll see everybody else in 30 minutes on the live show on SiriusXM. Thanks for joining me. Remember, be safe, be profitable, be responsible, and master the journey. Good night, everyone. I'm Kevin Rutherford.